We are on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Boi Rami Bachome Harei Olai Kebosor Zivchei Shlomim La'achar Zrikas Domim. A person had a Kika Shalheter, and he said, this Kika Shalheter should be like Bosor Zivchei Shlomim La'achar Zrikas Domim. Now, bosa zivche shlomim lachas rikas domim is muta b'achila, and he's saying something which doesn't seem that he's accomplishing anything with what he's saying. And the Gemara calls the shayla, will something happen to the kikah? Will the kikah become osa? So the Gemara says, either komar b'hodein lishne, if he says such a loshen, that this kikya should be kibosa zivchei shlomim lachas rikas domim beteira kamatvis. So he's saying, in other words, that just like bosa zivchei shlomim lachas rikas muta b'achila, so this kikya should also be muta b'achila. So there's no shayla whatsoever. So it's zicha muta. That's no shayla. Hello kigoin. No, the shayla will be as follows. The mochis bosa zivchei shlomim. This lying bosa zivchei shlomim kamei after the zrike. Umochis the teire gabei. And then he has a kika shalheta. Va'omar zeh koze. And he says, this should be like this. What is the din? Beikroi komatvis oi behetero komatvis. When he's saying zekozet, does he mean, or is he saying behetero komatvis oi beikroi komatvis? Now we have to understand what the shaila of the Gemara is. I found in Shubas Harivosh Simen Shinun. Shubas HaRadbaz, Chayla Gimel, Simen Tov Yud Gimel, the Tosfos Yeshanim, they all seem to say the same beer in the Gemara. Now, we have to clear a shayla. Someone asked the Rivosh, he doesn't understand what the shayla is. If a person is a kikah shalheta, and he says, zeh kozeh, now, the shlomim, this munach lekamei, boso zivchei shlomim lachazrike. So if zekozeh means that it should be just like this is mutar b'achila, so this should also be mutar b'achila. So I have news for you, it's mutar b'achila without you saying it. So what are you accomplishing? Radbaz asks an Odom, Moisi Dvorov Lebatola Uli Isure Komechavin. Izicha wants to ask it, there's no shayla about it. So they all say, Amoyre de Kipshat, Einachanami, there's no shayla in our minds, this person wants to ask the Kikya. But when one wants to ask her, you need piv v'liboy shovin. It's not sufficient that v'liboy he wants to asa. Piv also has to say that he's asering it. We need a loshin that is telling us that this should be asa. Now, zekozeh can have two taitshim. The poshete mashmois of zeh kozeh means that this kika should be like this bosel shel shlomim lachazrike, and that would mean that it should be muta, just like the bosel shlomim lachazrike is muta, so this kika should also be muta. We know he doesn't mean that. Fine. The shaila is, can we put into his words another kavone? Can zeh kozeh means this should be like this kikur was? not the way it is. The mashmoy zekozer would seem that this kikur should be like this is. And if it's like this is, so he's not saying a loshen about foset. But if we will say that zekozer, this should be like this was, and the reason I'm saying this is because that's zikha what he means. So the shaila is, does this lie in the loshen? Or we're putting in too many words. He didn't say that. We have to live with the loshen that he said. The loshen of the Tosfos Yeshonim is, Veheichi mishtanme lishne kaboy. The shaila of the Gemara is, what is the mashmois of the loshen? The aval gav the shailinilei will ask him, will say, well, you said zekaze, what did you mean? He says, what do you mean what I meant? I went to Asa, this is a shlomim. But if it doesn't lie in the loshen layosa, so he wants to Asa, but he kept quiet. That is the shaila of the Gemara. Can we say zekoze lies also, this should be like this was? If we can put it into the Lashon, so it'll be Yosef, because that's what he intends to say. Or maybe not. That's not in the Lashon, that's adding words, which he never said. He said something that the Mashmois is zekoze, this should be like this is. So Memele, he's saying that the kikur should be mutter. Let us see the Ran. Beteiro komatvis, d'chsiv v'dam zvochecha yishofech v'hodo v'abosa toichel. Abosa shlomim after the zrike, so the bosa is mutter b'achila. The moch is bosa zevar shlomim kamei, achas zrike zdom. After zrike zdom, you have bosa shlomim. And he has a dover mutter, do I say, I think the word beikroi, the way the Ran says, means, is a loshen meikore. Do we say he means that this should be like this was? That they should have the Israel that this Chaticha possessed before Zrike? Or do I say that that's not Kolol in the Loshen? The Zekozem means that this should be like this is? Vika de Kashele. So now others ask a kasha. Afilu tim tzaloyme de beteira komatvis. Afilu will say that zekoze means that this should be like this is. And now it's muta. Kloyme shiye koze mamish de mochis kame. It should be like this is what's lying in front of him now. Abakati litza. The osa litmeyim machmas nidroi. A tummy is not allowed to eat kotchim even after zrike. So memele, on this basa shlomim, there are isurim still in existence. The osa letmei machmas nidroi, his nether created, that would he made this a shlomim, so that is why it is now osa to tmeim. So there are isurim still in existence. Suakshi, another kasha. Vikanami chazei v'shoik she'osa lezori machmas nidre. In Hashlomim after Zrike, there are chelkei Hashlomim which are osa lezorim. Uledidi loy kasha. So the Ran says, these kashas do not bother me. The machmas nidroi roi hoye she'osa lakel. If we will say these isurim, that what shlomim lachazik is also l'tmeim, that what chazei v'shoik is also l'zorim. So if this is the isa machmas nidrei, so it should be also to everyone, not only to tmeim. the who ha'agdishe va'osre yakuliyam. It means his hegdish, that asel. His hegdish did not differentiate between tmeyim and zorim. His hegdish was a iso. His hegdish created an iso that was koyul everyone. Now we have all of a sudden chilukim. After the Zrike, so it's Mutter L'Kahanim. After the Zrike, it's also L'Tmeyim. Ela the boss. So this is not what he had made. This is not his Issi. He never, when he made his Issi, he wasn't Mefaret for. He said Shabiyosa. And this Issi created a Nisitevu. Ela the boss of Zrike's Domim Pokele Nidro. His neder became mutter after the zrika. All his isurim become botol and mevutol. The zrika is matter the isurim that he had created. Va'asure de tmeyim, the isa now it's also to tmeyim, the chazeve shoykla zoim la mishum nidrohu. That's not his neder. The e achi ayasal akil. His neder was a neder that asked to everyone. He didn't make such a nisa. Behind the time and nami, the matves betrumis lach meitoyda lach azrikas domim, or matves bechoy lach azrikas domim, leimitzik lemuchach besugim besomer, avogav da asiri lezorim. Mishum dekimen de shori lekehanim, since it's muta kehani, Asurei, this is a lav machmas nidrayu. Shilukain o yaosu lekoil. Al asurehu de romi rachmone alei. That means the minute we see that the gidrei ho iser change, not the way he made it, so we don't say that, well, the Torah, it's his iser, but the Torah whittled it down a little bit. Now it's only yaosu tetmeim, it's only yaosu tetzom. I do not say that. If it is not what he made, so this, so then his issa became bottle. And the, these new issurim are terudic issurim. V'chi matvis beibe dover osa ka matvis. Eine time enami de matvis bachalos arene betrumosoi. Mutter, if a person is matvis in trume, or chale, it's muta. De isurei lav mishum nidrayu, ala mishum gzer sakosavu, kach nirabeinai. That means when a person says, areze trume, he did never say that there should be trume, and should be muta la kahanim, and also zom. He never said that. If trume is gematri, he is, so it's also to everyone. And if we see chilukim, which exist in trume, which he was never mefarit, that's the biggest proof that he didn't make these isur. So al kaponim, so that is the shailas about the shail of the Gemara is when he says zekozeh, does he mean the way it is now, and that's the mashmoisa loshin, or can I put into the loshin that he means this should be like this was? This was once also. Omarov. So Robert said, no, let's see. Toshma. It says in our Mishneh, Noiso Upigul. It says in the Mishneh, we said, Tikas a Noiso Upigul. For Noiso Upigul la'acha Zrikas Domimu. Noiso Upigul is after Zrikas Domim. Let's speak about Noiso. Upigul will see in the Ran. Noiso, pshat is that they made Zrike, it was Mutter. And then later became Noiso. So Al Kaponim, there's an Issa Noiso now. But Al Kaponim, the Kochim, the Ki Yisurim, became Nifka after Zrike. Ba'afal Pikein, he says that should be like Noiso. It is also. So you see, Klo, Bikore Kamatfis, that we say when he says, Zeh Kozeh, should be like Noiso, means like the Noiso was before the Zrike. Like the kachim were before the zrike. So we see bosa mikoras lina. Let us see the Ran. Bo noisa upigul la'acha zrikas domimu. Ista loigol si pigul.
שרי מכיוון שנספגל אין זריקוסוי מתירוסוי. Now, the Teis Shishonim brings down by us, it seems it's a machlekes mesechtes mila daf gimel omed beis in this shayla. If a person was mefagel, let's say b'shas shchite, he was mefagel, he thought that he's shechting it to eat it chutz l'zmanoi. He said a shlomim is going to eat it for 3 days. Then he made all the other avoides, pekashas. And then he made the zrike. So others hold that since it is already, he was mefagel b'shah shchite, so the zrike is bechlal not matter the isurei kodesh that were chal, since it's not oimed leheyochel. So memele, so the old isurim remain. So, and it seems others hold not like that. So memele, so that's from the Ram. Is the legacy pigle? They hold shrei mekimin shins pagel and zrikose matirose. So there's bechlal no kasha from pigle. For about the zrika wasn't matter, so it's keilos before the zrika. So afilo yibedahashtika matvis is also no problem, because the zrika was not matter the bosa. Elam inoisa kapor. The kasha is from noisa. The Isser Nidre Pokale Bezrikas da. That Sikha Peshas Rike, the Isser Neder became Nifka, now became Roy Lachila. For Lahoch it nan da Osser, Alme Beikroi Komatves, we see Klor, that when he says Ze Koze means the way this was, not the way this is. And for the Gemara, Omar le Rav Huna bereid Rav Nosson bin Noiso shel Oilo. No, we're not speaking about Noiso of Shlomim. Noiso of Shlomim taka will be mutter. Because Shlomim now is mutter, the Isir Neder was Nifka, so be mutter. Speaking about Noiso shel Shlomim, that the Zrik has never matter the Bosa, after the Zrik is still also Bachila Bano. So his Neder is still in existence. So that's why it's awesome. Omalei, him kein listeni. If that's the Mishnah, listeni ki besaroi. Why do you talk about noiso? This is not because of the noiso. This is because that is matvis in the boso, which is a dover another. So why do you say benoiso? Say besaroi. And for the Gemara, loy mi boy koma. Loy mi boy besaroi lo da osa. Psar oilo zichorosa do bekorben komatvis. Versteht sich, his matvis in a korben. The korben never became mutter. Bishas zrike. So memele so his matvis in a korben. Aber neuser pigel da oile zriche. Aber neuser pigel da oile zriche. Salke deitach amine. Ki iser noiser ki iser pigul. He says, ki kezeke noiser. So mentioning is mentioning noiser. So I would think he wants to be matvis in the iser noiser. Now the iser noiser zich a dover ho oso, not a dover hanodo. Va'avle ke matvis be dover ho oso v'loi mitzah, kamash melon, that now that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. That even though it's speaking about noiso shaloilo, so you have here in this chaticha two isurim, you have an isur toire, and an isur nodel. So I would think that his matvis and isur toire, kamash malon, no. That I assume he means to be matvis and the isur hanodel. Let us see the Ram. Im kein listeni bipsaroyle, yamrit bishloime de lava irmairi. If you'll say we're not speaking about an oyle, nakat noiselashminin, the beikre kamata. So then it's very good why it says oyle. Why it says noisa? Because if it wouldn't, to tell me that the beikre kamatvis, that is matvis and the shlomim the way it was before. Eli Yamre de Boilo Mayri, but if he says being about a noilo, Mayra Vuse de Noisa, Akati Nidre Loi Pokana, tell me a chidish de be ikre kamatvis. But Akati Nidre Loi Pokka, a little bit of hashtag kamatvis, it also should be yours. Vihochi listeni besaroilo. So the Ran says, Lovimashe Pirashti be Mishnosainu. the way I said Pshat the Mishnah, the Benoisa Upigul, Leiboy Rab Yehuda Chof Adimin. Bedinu de Lishani Le de Lohochi Tone Noisa Upigul, Buloitone Bipsar Oilo, Lashmin and Dahbahani, Afilu Boloi Chof Adimin Mitzah. Really, the Gemara could have said another Teretz. Ran had explained that Mishnah is going according to Rab Yehuda. Rab Yehuda holds, if a person says, Kikazeh, Yerushalayim, without saying a Chof HaDimyin, it is not also. You have to say, Ki Yerushalayim, Ki Imre, Ki Dima. I have to hear from the Chof HaDimyin that he wants the Asa. Like this, I'm not Toyle Nisa. But if he said Noisa, so since Noisa is a Dover Anosa, so since I hear from what the words he is saying, that there's an intent to Asa, then I say that he's matvis in the Dover Hanodo. But I'll kapon him, but I need Noiso to tell me that I feel without a chof. Like this, I would need a chof. But here I feel without a chof, it's mutter. It's awesome. That even though he's mentioning Noiso, but I don't assume that he means to be matvis in the Issa Noiso, I assume that he means to be matvis in the Issa Oilo, which is Adova Hanoda. Meisve. So now the Gemara is going to ask another kasha. Eizel Issa Ha'omo Batoira. Pashit the Brais is coming to tell us Ba'os Ra'iso, that Amr B'losh Neder Neder. But the Brais is telling us a case of Atfosa. Oma, he said, Areini Shalayichel Boso Vishlayeshti Yayin, Kiyoim Shemeis Boy Oviv, Kiyoim Shemeis Boy Raboy, Kiyoim Shenerig Boy Gedalye Ben Achikam, Kiyoim shereisi Yerushalayim bechubono, amashmur bohu shenodu bo'oisei hayoim. Echidomi lav kegoin dekoi bechad beshabe, demis beyabua, vaafagav deike tuve chad beshabe deheteire oketoni oso, shmami no beike hu mafis. Now, let us see the run. To understand how the Gemara wanted to bring a raya the Beikrei Kamatzis. Bohu shenodar bo'isai hayoim. Kasal kedaita. Shenodar bo'isai hayoim shemeis oviv shloyoi chalbosa. This person, the day that his father died, he made a neder shloyoi chalbosa. V'chein noda pamacha shloyeichu boso, b'yem shemeis poi gedalye, made an edda then also. V'achshov matvis yoim acher ka'oisoi hayoim. Now he's being matvis another day, that means, just like in the day, yoim shemeis poi oviv, that day is, he made an edda that day, that he won't need boso. So he's saying that this day should be like that day. That in other words, that there should be an Issa Bosa on this day. Now we'll see exactly what the this day and the that day is so. The Kivan, the Nodam, the Meikore, since before he had made this Neder on Yom Shemeis Bayobit, Avalei Hashto Matfis Bedover Hanotor. And that's what the Brais is telling us, a case of Atfosa. Now, the Gemara understood the case as follows. The Koi Bechad B'Shabbos, the Misbei Avua. נראה בעיניי דהוכי פירושי, שאומר ביום אחד בשבת. This is a Sunday. שהוא ביום שמייס בוי עובב למיניין חדושים, כגוין אחד בשבת רישן של ניסן. That means this person is now at Sunday, Rosh Chodesh Nissan, and he said, Yeyoyim Ze Olai. This day, this Sunday, should be Kiyoyim Echad B'Shabbos. Should be like another Sunday. This Sunday should be like another Sunday. The Rishon Shel Nissan, Agoyes Rav Simcha Midesve, erases. So I'm saying, today should be like Sunday. Va'af al gav, de'iketuve chad b'shabbes de'heteire. That means like this. Let's be Megashim Dinyim. 10 years ago, his father died Sunday, Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Fine. 10 years passed, and let us say that now Rosh Chodesh Nissan is on a Sunday, and all of a sudden he's Nesoira, what happened 10 years ago. Today, this Sunday should be like Sunday. Like Sunday. Now, that's a very sosomdik statement. He didn't say which Sunday. Now, there were many Sundays that passed by since 10 years ago. And they would see it would seem the Pashas Haloshan should be, this should be like Sunday, today should be like Sunday, means the past Sunday. That's the Mashmoyis Haloshan. Does not necessarily mean that it should be like the Sunday 10 years ago. So if you go Bosa the Pashas Haloshan, this Sunday should be like Sunday. It should be like a Sunday. So it would mean the past Sunday. If you say Bosa Miko, but that doesn't make sense. What should this Sunday should be like the past Sunday? So what is he doing? He's not doing anything. So because of that, because we know he wants to Asa, and he says this Sunday should be like Sunday, it means that Sunday, the Sunday of 10 years ago, and in that Sunday he made another. Shloi lechel Bosa, Samamele. So we see that we go Bosa Mikore, that we stretch the Lashon, and we say in the Lashon is Kolul, that it should be like the Sunday 10 years ago. There are many Sundays which are mutter. And it says over here that he's also today to eat Bosa. So we see from this that beikrei kamatvis that we say that even though the mashmois haloshen would be the past Sunday, we say it means the Sunday the mikore that was 10 years ago. It has to be talking about this. Why? The ba'ime beferish yoim ze ki yoim shemeis boyot. It pshita the mitzvahs. What is he telling us? If the Brais is telling us a case, so if he said rochel b'tchatan that today should be like the day of the yotzai, so that's ein lachat fosik day lemizu. Elavadai ba'oimer yoim ze olai, this day should be ke'echad b'shabbos, like Sunday. Again, the three words are erased. Rav Simcha Midas erases it. Okay, mashmalo. So memela, so he's just saying yoim ze olai ke'yem echad b'shabbos. Ke'yem echad b'shabbos, the mashmois is the past Sunday. But if you'll stretch the lashon, Musa means the Sunday 10 years ago. Even though we could say, and the Mashmois is that we should say that he's matvis, that this day should be like the past Sunday, which was mutter. Aber kiven shvaim mit bois yaim shul minyan chadoshim ki yaim shemeis payov.
That means we have a mashmois over here. We have a mashmois. Today is a yotzah, and he said today should be like Sunday. And let's look up the calendar 10 years ago when his father died. It was also a Sunday. So we can read between the lines that he means to say that this should be like that Sunday. But the shaila is, do you put this in the Lashon?
Shalamin yichadoshim kev shemeis b'yoviv. U'matvis v'omar, he's saying, yeyoyim zek echod v'shabbos, be'ikroi matvis, the previous Sunday, the Sunday of 10 years ago, not the past Sunday. But also, so you see, klol, that because I understand he wants to asa, and that I can figure out from the calendar that this day here is Yotzai, so Memelis, I say that this is pshat in the words he is saying. Shma mina biko matviz. That's the Gemara's raya. So let's go back to the Gemara. The Shmuel hochi yitma. Omar Shmuel v'ushenodar ubo me'oisei hayoyim ve'eilef. No, not that Shmuel said v'ushenodar bo'oisei hayoyim. He made a neder that day 10 years ago. He made a neder every Sunday. That means all the Sundays from 10 years ago till last Sunday, he made a neder. There's a neder each week. Each Sunday is also b'bosav yayim. So Memele, so Afilu, you'll say Behetera Kamatvis, and you'll say we have to go Bosa the Mashmois Haloshen, that today should be like Sunday, which the Mashmois is the past Sunday, so it's like the past Sunday. The past Sunday is also another. Let us see the Rav. Umishani, the Shmuel Hochi Yitma. Omar Shmuel v'ushenodor ubo me'oisei hayoyim ve'eilach. That he made a neder from that Sunday and further. Kloima, shekol yemei echod b'shabbos shovrolo. All these Sundays that had passed by, shehein kiyoyim shemeis boyoviv, because that was also a Sunday. Neswalo b'neder, he made a neder on each Sunday. V'kivin shekein le'motzis le'migba me'hocha haydine v'loime d'ahach rebusa ashmin. He's coming to tell us this rebusa. T'hocha leke yeymed the teire klal. There's no yeymed the heter. Today should be like Sunday. All the Sundays are awesome. Period. Zokteran v'hach sugye k'tiyei. The sugye we're missing, this is a portion of the sugye that is missing. That means, l'pirish ha'shas im keim ha'yosa l'ashmina. I mean, the whole hechech. The Ran had said before that the Gemara understood that that's the story, because if he said, arei like yom shemeis bayoviv, without the Tomaisa with the Sunday, so that's Parshas. What is he saying over here? So that's why the Gemara understood that it's speaking about, he said that that Yom Zeh should be like Sunday. That's what he's saying. So if he said Yom Zeh should be like Sunday, so if all the Sundays were also, so why to what's the Chiddush? Elasomach lei asugyen dereish perik shvuish tayim bas. So the Gemara relied on the sugya in shvuish, And that's the Chiddush. Damrin en hosa, haylish na mamish, tamo shmu, v'hu shenodor ubo me'yosei hayoyim. The Gemara goes on Shmuel's memory, v'hu shenodor ubo me'yosei hayoyim. Ubo sa hochi makshe, tiv kiyoyim shemeis bayove pshite. So what's the Chiddush? What's the Chiddush? ומתארץ יוים שנרג בוי גדליה בן אחיקה מצטריך עליה. ומקשינן הונה מפשיטה. So what's the difference? So מה דתאימה? כיוון דאפילו לא נודר עושה מדרבון. כי נודר נמי לא חייל נדרת.
So if he made the neder, it should not be chal. The lav matvis benederu, kamash malon, kach nire be'ina. So now, the Ran seems to be saying that he had made another Tzem Gedalia. It seems all the other Sundays, he said, like the next Sunday, he said this should be like Sunday, which was Tzem Gedalia, and then he said the next one, this should be like Sunday, which was already was Matvis, in the Sunday of Tzem Gedalia. So we're speaking about that he's Matvis Nadova another. But I would think that the neder was not chal, given that filu loynoda osami derabona, ki noda nami loychayo nidra. So filu he made the neder isn't chal. Now this we have to understand what kind of havamin is this? That since tzem gedalia is osami derabona. So Mamela, so I would think that the nether isn't chal. Why shouldn't the nether be chal? For what reason shouldn't the nether be chal, number one? And that's a chiddush over that the nether is chal. So the Sukkas David speaks about this Ran. I'd like to elaborate on what he says and to say a little more. If a person would make a neder from the Loshon Aran, it would seem that since it's also midarabonon, I would think it's not chal. The Kamash Malon is, since it's also midarabonon, it is chal. So what is the Shakla Betalia? This Bakant, Tzem Gedalia was, I mean, it's not a Tainus Minatere, it's either Midivre Neviim or Midivre Chazal, it's a Drabonon de Ketainus, and the Mekoyer that we have to listen to the Rabbonons is a machlokes harishayim. The Rambam Shita is the Makor is loisoso. So it is a loisoso. Now let us just explain. The Ramban holds that the whole loisoso was only said on Droshes Chazal. That means if Chazal figured out a halacha min haTorah through a drash, so leisosa because sheiruchah, they're telling you this is the psak min haTorah, made a gzeira shavu, made a mamatzino, this is the psak, and the person does not do the way they're telling him. That's the raisa de leisosa. The takonas chazal, the gzeiras chazal, that the Ramban holds is no leisosa. The Rambam holds there is a leisosa, and let us assume. Perhaps there's a raya to this, that the Ran holds like the Rambam. Now, if the Ran holds like the Rambam, so now we have a shtickel problem. We have a problem, so how could a neder be chal? How could there be an iser achila be chal? There's a leisoser already. It's also min haTorah. So we should say, ein iser chal al iser. We see from the Ran over here that there'd be a havamine, that the neder isn't chal. Even though it's a rabbono, there'd be such a havamine. Kamashmon, it is chal, means matvis in the dober hanoto. So let us appreciate the chiddush that it is chal. Takelt it be a meridika havamine, that it shouldn't be chal. Loisoso zadaraisa, ein isa chal alisa. Im keine manachno, That is such a problem. So tak a problem. So why is it tak a chal? Let's say nisa chal alisa. So it could be
Es war ein Amirdiker Rabbi Chonon in Besechtes Jevomis, Rabbi Shimon in Kibbutz Oris, Rabbi Shimon in Shaar Yoshe says the same Yisod. There's a Taisvis in Yevomis that speaks about such a case. It speaks about a case that was Yom Kippur, Shabbos, and the person went and he took out a machel, a kesevis, he took out from a Rishus HaYochet, Rishus HaRab, and he swallowed the kesevis in the Rishus HaRab. Now when he swallowed this kesevis in the Rishus HaRabim, he's over two Isurim. He's over the Isur of Achila B'Yom HaKippurim. And he's over the Isur of Hoitzot. That means that when it comes to the Beis HaBliyah, so that's L'yosei Zuhi HaNachosei. So the Bas Achas is over two Isur. So there's a whole sugi of Isur Chalal Isur and Isur Chalal Isur. So there Rashi Dachsumi says that he's over on both. You know why? Because it's basachas. Basachas, both are chal. Isa basachas, you say Isa chalal Isa. Taisva says over there that there has no shaykhis at all to Isa chalal Isa. There's no shaykhis at all. And Rabbi Chonon is mevaya beautifully, pshat is as follows. Isa chalal Isa means I have one pa'ula that is also because of two sibis. For example, you have a isha that's a achis isha and an eishes och. Now, so the shaila is, the isa is, there's an isa bia. Why is bia also? Well, there's two reasons. She's also an eishes och, she's also an achis isha. So, if we hold a Nisa Chalalisa, she can't be also on both. That means she cannot, if this Pula is Nessa, it's one Nisa, ain't Nisa Chalalisa. It's one Pula with two Isulim. So, Rabbi Chono, but when a person swallows Bushus Arab and Yom Kippur, it's not one Pula with two Isulim. It's one Maise. With one mice, he's doing two pa'ulas. That means he's swallowing. That's the mice of what he's doing. But what is he doing with the swallowing? Two different things. He's not a ma'un anymore. And he made anocha b'shus harab. So that's one mice with two pa'ulas. You're not allowed to make a anocha b'shus harab man Shabbos. You're not allowed to eat a Yom Kippur. So I'm eating and making anocha with one maise, but one maise in two distinct pulas. Zogt Rabbi Chonon. That's a call. That's kantoisa. That doesn't have to be nisa chalal isa. Each pula is a different isa. So it's not a nisa chalal isa. It's one maise with two pulas. Azay zogt Rabbi Chonon. Let us go a step further. The isa of leisosu. And the Isser of Leisosa and the Isser of Nether, for make a Nether, I'm making a Nether of Achilles Boso. I'm mastering Achilles Boso with a Nether. I'm also not allowed to eat Boso Tzem Gedalia because Chazal said that you have to fast Tzem Gedal, so I'm not allowed to eat Boso. It's not pshat. That not all, the pu'ule is also because of two isunim, not allowed to eat bosa al the nedin, not to eat bosa al-tzem gedalia. No. The iser of leisoser is when I eat bosa, there's no iser achile. Chazal didn't make that bosa is also tzem gedalia. If I eat bosa, I'm moirit bedivrei Chazal. That means the Isser is loisoso mikolash. I'm not listening to Chazal. Chazal said, don't eat bosa, nay eat bosa. So the iser is with this achila, I'm being meired by divrei Chazal, and I'm also eating a davar ha'asa. So it's one maise with two pu'ulas. So that's the chmir, that is pshat nara. That is the chiddush over here. The chiddush over here is, avilu noniach, that will say, like, there's a deraisidike loisoso by tzoim gedalye, and there'd be a svara to say, loichayil nidra, so the teretz is, since it's only osami the rabbonon, so it's not, what do you mean, that means it's only osami the rabbonon, so it means it's not an iser achila. It's an iser for loisoso mikolashe yerucha. So therefore there's no chasaran of ein iser chal al iser. So therefore the neder is chal. That's me that is pshat in the rab. Ubos och imak she ki yoyim she meis b'yov v'pshita. What is the chiddush? Metaret she yoyim she nerd b'gedal yibin achika mitzrichele. Umakshine no nami pshita. The Gemara says, "Mal de taim, kiven da filu loy no da osami da rabbonon." Since if he wouldn't have made the ned, it's already osami da rabbonon. Ki no da nami loy chayol nidra. So filu he made the ned shouldn't be chal because ain nisa chalalisa v'lav matvis beneder. Who says not a matvis beneder? Kamash melon, kach nire be'enai. That's pshat niyene gemor, and that's the chiddush of the beraise. That the neder is chal by tzaim gedalia. Inami, or maybe perhaps another chiddush there is over here. Inami sovrach sugye da'af al gav deloidomi lekov. She'osel lakel. Doloi osel elo lidei. Perhaps we'll say, let's forget about the sugya and shvuas. Our sugya held that the chiddush of the baraisa is that you could be matvis in a dovo that is only also to him. That means that the issa and afilo yom shemeis bayovim. Yaim Shemeis by Oviv, I would think that's not called a Dovo Hanodu. I would think Dovo Hanodu means Nodu Lakel, like Kolden. This is only Nodu Loi. So that's the Chiddush. So the Chiddush is Afal Pikein, it's considered a Dovo Hanodu. Umimaskone de Sugyen de Shvuis Shamino. Now, from the maskonis ha-gemorah, we can learn out. Now we can learn out lemaisa. Lenoida migvina shal nochem. For personal make a neder and gvina shal nochem. Ustam yeina. Vishimne shal git. Vehitvis behem. Dematvis beneder ave viyos. So that's the yesod of our kabon. With that gemorah, we see that a neder is chalana de rabonon. Now if I say zekoze, I mean the iser hanodo, not the iser loisoso, and it's chal, and it's called matfis pedover hanodo. Omar Ravine, toshma. So bekitzer, we were in toisha de shaila. What is the din? Do we say? We learned kechalas aroin uchtrumosoi muta. Oketrumes lachmei toida osa. Now before we get into the Gemara's kasha, let us see why kechalas aroin uchtrumosoi muta. Kechalas aroin uchtrumosoi muta. Zakteran. The afal gav, the bekriye shem mitzri, even though, now the Ran has a problem, why is trume not a dovo hanodo? That means, he created the issa, to his kriye shem it becomes osa. Kiven she'enoi osa lakel, but since it's not osa lakel,
Dobo ha'osa mikri v'loi dobo ha'nodo.
Now, the Ran is going l'shitosai. That means if a person makes an iser, and b'lshoin isuroi, he does not elaborate that it should be osa to one or to, and to this one and not to this one, So it should be also to everyone, without elaborating, it's also to everyone. And since we see that Trume is Mutal Lekahanim, so that's the biggest proof that he's not the Oysa, the Torah is the Oysa. So Memele, that's why Trume is not Adovo Hanodo. That's how the Ran says Pshat. Now, before we go further, let us see the Rosh. The Rosh Kechalas Arin Uch Trumosoi, it's around 5 lines from the bottom of the Rosh. V'af al gav de mitzer al yedei piv. Even though it's osa al yedei piv, lehavi dover hanoda. The mekore nami hu osa mishum tevel. Upiv loy osa elohite shahitzi ashirayim midei tevel. Now this is a Moiradike Rosh in the Asman the Reise. It says Pshat in the Rosh as follows. Asman the Reise is Klal Beis. He says as follows that Bemisin is a Teisvus and Yevomis that would seem to also to say the whole thing is to 2 Teisvus and Yevomis. The Shaila is there's something very unique in the Issa Truma Lezorim and the Issa Tevel. They both have the same Oynish of Misa Bidei Shemayim. Tevel is Misa Bidei Shemayim and Truma Lezorim is Misa Bidei Shemayim. So the Pashtus of the Loshen of the Ran would seem, of the Rosh would seem, when a person is mafrish truma, that means before he was mafrish truma, so the whole thing was tevel. It was an isa tevel. He says areizu truma, so he accomplishes 2 things. The isa tevel falls off the chulin becomes namata. The isa tevel falls off the truma legabi the kahanim. And the Issa Tevel remains Lagabi the Yisrael. That is Pshat Nafroshes Truma. So that means, so the Rosh says, Amir the Kevot. Va'aval gav the mitzah al yedei pit. So l'chayri yes, l'chayri, it's a man-made Issa, it's not a Torah the Kisa. Lo'yhavi dovor hanodo, this is not a dovor hanodo. The mikore nami avosa, who also mishim tevel. It's also before it's tevel. Upiv, what did he do? Lo yosa. The Issa Zorim, he didn't answer. The Issa Zorim was here from before. It was tevel before. And Lamai said, the Issa Tevel remains Lagabi Zorim. The Issa Tevel remains Lagabi Zorim. In the Ptrume. Upiv lo yosa, Elohite. By saying, Karezu Trume, that means like this. Cause man, I wasn't mevara where the trum is, so everything is tevel. All I did as mevara, I can't that the trum should be here. By doing that, the trum becomes mutal lekahanim. By doing that, the chulim becomes mutal Yisrael. But the iser zorim is the iser that was there from before. That's the iser tevel. Upiv lo yosa elohita is only a matter. Shahitzi asherayim midei tev. That's how the Asman the Reiser wants to say pshat. Maybe it's klarer in the Tosfos. Let us see the Tosfos, the next to the last line. Vim taim lekdushes trume chola yidei dibo v'afroshe, vim kein avidova hanota, v'yeshloime mikol mokim, ein ha'isr shebe trume bo yidei afroshe, shrei koidim lechein nami hoyo oso, mishum tevel,
Afroshes Truma Eina Kiyim Lahater. Now, the Taisus Taka is clear. He says, a Moiridike vote in Taisus. We find while we are saying that the Isser Truma is an Isser Tevel, but we find that the Dvorim that were Nishadish, after it's Truma, there's a din Mishmeres Trumoisai, there's a din that if a Zor eats Truma B'Shoigik, he has to pay Karen B'Chaymesh. Now, and what if a Zor eats Tevel B'Shoigik? Garnish Mechgarnish. So how could you say that the Iser Truma Lezorim is that Iser Tevel? I mean, Tevel Shenitmo is, there's no Dimishmeres by Tevel, there's no Dintashlume Truma by Tevel. How could you say such a thing? Zok Ta Asman De Reise, there's two things. There's Kedushas Truma and there's Iser Truma. The Kedushas Truma Take, the Mafresh makes. And the Kedushas Truma, that is the Sibir, that is the Din of Mishmeres Trumoisai. That they have to make sure it shouldn't become Tome. Because of the Kedushas Truma, if Azor eats Truma B'Shoigik, he has to be Mafresh Kerem B'Choymish. That's also the Kedushas Truma. The Iser Trume, that was there all along. The Iser Trume is the Iser Tevel. And if we look in the Lashon of Taisus, it's Meiridik Meduyik. V'im Taima, Taisus says, V'loi Kedusha Satrume Cholei De Dibu V'Avroshe, the Kedusha is Chal to his Dibu, V'in Kein Avedover Anodo, V'yishloim Mikom Bokim Ein Ha'Iser Shebetrume Bo Yedei Avroshe. The Iser doesn't come on Yedei Avroshe, Shrei Koidem Lachein Nami Yoyosa Mishim Tevu. So the Taisus is Mamish Meiridik. Taisvis spells out that there's an Issa and there's a Kedusha. Adover Hanodo means that I made the Issa. That's called Adover Hanodo. Truma is not Adover Hanodo because the Issa that is in existence, that's the Issa Tavol, that never came off the Gabi, the Zohar. That's how the Asman Dereise says Pshat in this Taisvis. Now, let's get back to the sugya. Toshma, kechalas aroin uchtrumosoi muta. It says that in the Mishnah, if a person is matves akike and chalas aroin and chale and trume, it's muta. That's trumosoi. Trumosoi means trumes aroin. Okay, trumes lachme toide. But what about Trumas Lachmei Toide? The din is a person brings a Toide. There are 40 Chalas. Now, from the 40 Chalas, now the Poshit, the Seder is, the person brings a Toide. So, there are 40 Chalas. 10 of each mean. There's Chometz, Lankikim, Rebuchim, Akoponim. In these 40 chalas, you have to take off from each mean one chal and give it to the kohen. This is given to the kohen, and this is also lizoyim. This is mutar lekohen. Now let's go b'hadrotim. The iser zorim. That's a Torah, the case. When he was magdish to chalas, they were also to everyone. Now, so let us, a person was magdish a Torah, he's magdish lachme Torah, everything is also to everyone. After yeshecht the Torah, the lachme Torah become the skadish kedushas haguf aideh shchitas a Torah. Fine. Now it's a Kedushas Haguf. Now we are Zoyrik, the Dam of the Toide. When we Zoyrik, the Dam of the Toide, the Chalas become Mutter. when the chalas become mutter, you give four chalas to the kahanim. And as the Ran explains, you don't give it to them before because they have nothing from it before. After the zrike, so now it's mutter b'achile. So now you give it to the kahanim. Now, a person says, Harei ze ke trumas lachmei toide. So trumas lachmei toide was normally given after the zrike. And I'm saying, ze ko ze. Now it is mutter. There's no isa neder on it anymore. This is all, as we said before, that's a terdik isa. So I'm saying, ze ko ze. So if I say, bedahashte ko matvis, so there's no isa neder. If I say mi ikore kamatvis, then there is a sanada. And if the Mishnah said uch trumosai muta, samazai trumas dogon is muta, vaistais trumas lachmei toide is also, because I say mi ikore kamatvis. Oho, trumas lachmei toide lachas rikas domimi. Trumas lachmei toide is after the zrike, so we say mi kore kamatvis, and we say that the loshen is kolo, what this lachmei toide was before the zrike. Let us see the Ran. But trumas lachmei toide lach zrike is domimi, the kiven the lachmei toide loisharu ba'achile ad la'ach zrike. Since it only becomes mutter b'chil after the zrika, lama yitrmo oisam koidum l'chein. Why should you be tearing it before? Umidiktoni osa, shma mino de b'ikroi kamatvis. You see b'ikroi kamatvis. Zipta Gemara, no. Could be b'dahashte kamatvis. And b'dahashte kamatvis. And tumis lachmei toid is also mutter. So you have a diik, trumosoi is mutter, vaisteis is a trume that is also, not trumas lachmeted is also mutter. Eime ke trumas halishka also. Now that's the diik, trumosoi is mutter, and trumas halishka is also. What is trumas halishka? Let us see the Ram. Ela eime ho ke trumas halishka also. Trumas alishke, so you termim mimois alishke, memalim shalishkupis. Now, the shkolim that they gave for the lishke, that was hegdish, was hegdish in kishkolim. That was a dover hanoda, they were tayrim. That's also dover hanoda. So memele, so that's pshat in the diik. Trumosai is mutter, but trumas alishke is also, because that's a dover hanoda. Trumas lachmei toide is also mutter because it's bedahashte kamatvis. Frag the Gemara, avo trumas lachmei toide mai mutter. Lisnei lachmei toide, say lachmei toide, bekolshkein trumosai. So why did he say trumosai means trumas dogo? So why did he say Trumosoi is mutter to be medayik, but trumas alishke is also. Say a bigger chiddush. Say trumas lachmei toide is mutter, and trumas alishke is also. Vekolshkein trumos. So the Gemara says, hokemashmlon trumas lachmei toide. Trumosai. And let us see the Ran. Listeni trumes lachmei toide, v'cholshkein trumosai, v'avi rebusa tvei, mishim de miikoro nesra trumes lachmei toide, v'neda. Trumosai, kloima u'bechlal uch trumosai diktonihi. Mishum dahave kitrume legabe zorim. Now, I'd like to explain something here that the Sukkos David says. L'chayre,
the Tan is telling us Trumosoi, Trum is not a Dova Hanodo. And let's go according to the Ram. The longest of this is because since we see it's only also to certain people, he wasn't mefarad, so that's not his issa. Now, Trumis lachmei toida l'chayre, by us the chiddush is gorananda chiddush. The chiddush is that, you say, but the hashtag, not mikor, I mean, it's, the Gemara seems to be saying that Trumis lachmei toida is a bigger chiddush, and then Moses says, no, it's telling us, Trumasi, it's telling us the chiddush of Truma. So the Sukkos David explains as follows. The Emerson, by Trumas Lachmei Toida, we have to understand there's a double Chiddush. And with this double Chiddush, that's Pshat Trumosai. There's one Chiddush, when a person says it should be like Trumas Lachmei Toida, so there's a Shaila, Trumas Lachmei Toida was once a Dovah Hanodo. When I say this should be like Tumas Lachmei Toida, it'd be a mockim to say it should be also because I'm matzvus mikore in what was once. That's one chiddush. You say the hashtag on matzvus. Now it's not a dover hanodah. There's another chiddush. There's a chiddush after you bake the 40 chalas, so all 40 chalas are tevel. Kolzman, you're not mafrish the truma from the 40 chalas, it's tevel. So memele, when I mafrish the trume, now it becomes osel lezorim and mutal kahanim. So you have here the same chiddush that you have by trume. That trume is not called a dover nodo, whatever the longest is, because it's the friedikis, it's not his is, whatever the longest is. So beemison in trumes lach meitoy, that's what the Gemara says. In trumes lach meitoy, that's the chiddush of trumosai. We're coming to tell us over, he's coming to tell us over here that all trumis are not a dover another. Trumis lachmetoid is also a trume. It's also, there was tevil before and you were mafrish trume. So he's coming to tell us that the iser trume is not a dover another, which is kailul all trumis. Trumas Alishka is not an Issa Trume. I mean, that's a Issa Dover Hanoda. But he's coming to us, the Issa Trume is not a Dover Hanoda. And Agavurche, since he's Kaila Lo Trumas, he's telling us that Bidahash the Kamatvis and not be Mikora Kamatvis. Because if be Matvis Mikora, it'd be a Nusi Bidahash. It's a Dover Hanoda, Machmas the Nether he had made. The boy is saying, now the Gemara says, if you want, I'll tell you another terrors. Trumis lachmei toide. That means, before the Gemara was going under the assumption, Trumis lachmei toide was mafrish after, he was mafrish after, there was a deal, that Trumosoi is butter. Tumas lachmei toide is osa. So we had a problem. Tumas lachmei toide is after the zrika. So it's a dover. It's a dover hamuta now. So kor is a raimi kor kamatzvis. So the Gemara says no. It's speaking about tumas lachmei toide that was mafrish koidem zrika, and it's taka osa. Then it's before Zrika Tzaka Dover Anoda. Viboy Yisayim, a Trumas Lachmei Toide, Nami Koidem Zrika's Dom. Him, it's speaking about Mafrish, the Trumas Koidem Zrika's Dom. Kigoin, da Frishinu Belisha. Now here the Gemara says, and the Kimto will see in Daran, which is theoretically not necessary for our Gemara, but the Gemara, since we see that you can be Mafrish from Kaidem Zrika from Rav Tuvi, the Gemara wants to tell us Rav Tuvi's Chiddush. Kegoyim Dafreshino Belisha, Bechiyod Omar Rav Tuvi Bakis Nomar Shmuel, Lachmitoide Sha'ofon Barbachalos Yotso, Voksiv Arboim Lemitzve, Voboy Lemishkol Trume, Pritay mit de shokol khod der rift al kula was na nachd mit kol kom shlit mit kol nach beir. Pritay mit de shokol prus mit kol khad ve khad was na nach shlit a prus. Al da frishin en belish de shokol khod mit khomets ve khod min khalis ve khod min rakikim ve khod min rebuche. Now let us see the ran to understand what the Gemara just said. Zogt ra Tumis lach meitoide namilf neizrikes domin. Kloima, vamashkachas lo shen nitromo koidem zrikes dom. Pumishem hochi, since tumis lach meitoide could sometimes be osa, pumishem hochi loy psikele le misnike tumis lach meitoide, de ike gabde de mitzik shen nitromo koidem zrikes domin. That means, the Tana did not want to say, Behechlet, that Trumas Lach Meitoid is Mutter. He said, why say Trumas is Mutter? Say Trumas Lach Meitoid is Mutter. Zarai, you say Mikorah Kematris. No, he didn't want to talk about Trumas Lach Meitoid because it sometimes it's also, sometimes it's Mutter. Kigoin da Frishinu Belishayu. Bedinu, so the Ran says, the Lishanilei da Frishinu Lach Afiyosam Koidem Zrikas Dom. Really, the Teretz Anagei Lono, don't to say this whole Megillah that it was Mafrish when it was Dom. You could say it's speaking about he made 40 Chalas, and he was Mafrishit after the Afiyah, Koidem Zrikas Domim, before the Zrika. So that's, we have a good case that could be Mafrish before the Zrika, and then it's the Dover Hanodo. Shreifiyosan hoysa kaidemis afilu shchita sazebach. They used to bake the challahs before the shchita. Damrine bimenochish, im nishchat hazebach kaidem shikim upnei kulon lekidish. Verkehrt, if the shchita was, the kedushas aguf of the challahs as chal through the shchita. The shchit is mekadish the lechem, so you have to have lechem before the shchit. So memele, we don't say the whole thing about Lisha. We could very readily say that speaking about he baked 40 challahs, he was mafrish the trum, he gave it to the kohen, and then he made the zrike. Then he made the zrike. So bisha, so this trum is a davar anodo. Shim nishchat hazevach koidem shikmu pnei kolum lakidish. Alakim de maisi rai midarav tuvi. De motzi lahafrish koidem zrike. He's bringing a rai from Rav Tuvi. You could be mafish before the zrike. De Rav Tuvi mairib dafrishinu belishayu. Noked nami hoche dafrishinu belishayu. Ba'arba chalas. Now what did Rav Tuvi say? Rav Tuvi said, Avtuvi Bakisna said like this, Lach Meitoide Sha'ofon, he's saying it's another Chiddush, that you didn't have 40 Chalas, you had 4 Chalas, you're Yoitz. Ba'arba Chalas, Abo Mine Chalas. Frek de Gemore Voksiv Arboim, Ave Abo Minim, this 4 Minim, Chomets Chala Rikikim Rebuche, Voksiv, this is the Bashos Girsadach Sahme, Uksiv, Vihikriv Echod Mikol Kolm, Kloimet Mikol Minumin, Viafina Mikzeirishovet the Echod Mi Esakoma, Vahabalu Alboy. It says that, you have to be, there are 4 minim, and it says you have to be Makriv a tenth from each min, that's Tumas Lachmetoid. So now, the shokel chodo michomets, sha'osa esa chalis mikol min, va'ache shifrishan echad mikol min, lo shtisha shakol min, va'so chala achas, mikol teisha v'teisha. Now, let us just see the Gemara again, and now we'll explain the Gemara. Now, there we know pshat and darat. The Gemara says, v'boi yisayim, etu mislach meitoidib, he didn't want to say that Tumas Lach Meitoid is Mutter, because the Koidem Zrik is Domim, it's Shaykh that Tumas Lach Meitoid should be Matris, but Dabar Nodar, if he was Mafrish to Lach Meitoid, the Koidem Zrik. Kigoyim, Dafrishino Belisha. Now, how do you have a case that it was, that, there was Mafrish Belisha, and that answers, not Dafrish Belisha, but, Rav Tuvi is speaking about that. Fishodama Rav Tuvi Bar Kinzer, Kisna Omashmu. Lach meitoide Shafon ba'abachalis yotza. Rabbi Tubi said that if there were four chalas, four tremendous chalas, of chometz and rekikin, rebuchin, and chala, is yotza. It's yoyotz. So the Gemara asks, "Voksiv aboim." It says you need 40 chalas. The mitzvah. That's the mitzvah. For boy, the mishkel truma. You have to take truma. You had four chalas. How can you take truma? Pritaim with the shokel chod the riftal kula. You say you take your four tremendous chalas. It will take, let's say, the chometz, and that'll be chala on the other three, on the chala, and the rebuchen, and the rekikin. Vosnan echod mikol korban. From each korban, you have to be mafrish chala. Shleitel mikorban al chaveira. You shouldn't take from the chometz on the rekikin. You have to take from the chometz chala, from the rekikin chala. Vechitain with the shokol prusa mikol chad vechad. So, I will say, speaking about, that he took four chalas, and he went, and then he took off a prusa from each chala. Vosnan echot shleitel prusa. So we have to have a case that he took the four chalas, and he took off a chala. Yeah. So, ela dafreshinu belishe. The shakul chodem michometz, chodem michalas, chodem erkikim, chodem rebuch. That means as follows. That there were 40 chalas. Belishe, there were 40 chalas. Then he took off one chala from each one. Then he made the other 9 chalas from each mean one big chala. And then he baked one big challah. So Rav Tuvi is telling us that even though he only has 4 big challahs, he doesn't have 40 challahs. From that segment, you yikes. Now, I just like to mention 2 ha'ores on this Gemara. One ha'ore, the Bichas Avraham asks, and the Minchas Chinuch asks. The Ran seems to be saying, how voksiv aboy, you need 40 chalas. So the Ran seems to ask, where does it say 40? So he says, well, let's make a cheshbon. It says 4 minim. Uksiv v'ikrev echad mikol korban, kloima mikol min umin, yafinim b'gzei reshove, the echad may eser koma, that you have to, we learn out from Trumas Maisa that it has to be 1/10. For Havulu Aboy, so therefore it's 40. So in fact, the Bichas Avrom, when does it say 40 over here? You have to, the Chale has to be 1/10 of the mean. It can't be a Prusa. So you know what you do? You make 2 Chales. One Chale is the Trumas Lachmei Toide, it's not a Prusa. Then you have one big Chale, which is, so Mamela, so your mafrish a tenth. Who says a tenth means one chale from 10 chalas? It could be one chale from Paketi. Yes, we learned it out the Xavisha, we learned that from Tumas Maisa. We learned it out from Tumas Maisa. Tumas Maisa means 1/10. So how do you get Pachlal the number of 40? Paketa the Dramas explained this 40. The Maisa says 40. No 40 limits. Vishtate 40. Vishtate 40, the whole cheshbon of 40, the Ran makes a cheshbon, because you need a tenth. A tenth does not mean 40. Then, another kasha I'd like to mention, someone once asked, a very gishmaka kasha, we just mentioned the kasha, that, al kaponim, we're speaking about that there were 40 chalas. The b'shas hafroshe, there were 40 chalas. Now later he made 4. So lechayra, what's the gemara's kasha v'aboyim binon? You need 40. And the Ran says, how do you know you need 40? Because you have to be mafresh a tenth. So let's forget about the Bichas Avrom's kasha. A tenth means one chal out of 10 chalas. That's called a tenth. Fine. So as I did that, the whole mekayr that you need 40 chalas is because you have to be mafresh one from 10.
And he was mafresh one from ten. The Mar says, Vavoyim Venus. The Mar says, Lamitzvah. What says Lamitzvah? It's Likuvah, but I did it. Why does the Gemara have to say, what the Gemara is a kasha need 40, that's Lamitzvah, but Likuvah not. There was one from 40 over here. Because Bishas Afroshe, there was 40 chalas, and it was mafresh one from ten from each one. And that's the whole makir of 40. This kasha, perhaps we could say, it says, Echod Mikol Kolbin, it says Mikol Kolbin, that it has to be Bishasetz a Kolbin. The Kedushas Kolbin is after, the Kedushas Kolbin is after the Shchita. Here we're speaking about, that was Afreshina Belisha. So Afreshin and Belisha, we are speaking about before the Shechita. The Shechita has to be after the Afiyah. So it gets a Kedushas Kolbin, it gets a Kedushas Kolbin after the Afiyah. And that Echad Mikol Kolbin. So that was Echad Mikol Kolbin is La Mitzvah. Afreshin and Belisha is not Echad Mikol Kolbin because that doesn't get a Kedushas Kolbin. But that's only La Mitzvah, but it's not Likuvah.